Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online's Once Upon a Time Recap. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily, and today we will be recapping Her Handsome Hero, which was a mostly Belle-centric episode, I would say. A little bit from everyone else. Rumpel, of course, was around. Unfortunately, but the highlight of the episode for me was Gaston. Emily, what were your overall thoughts of this episode as a whole?
As a whole, I was not, like, disappointed. Like, I didn't not like it, but just, like, there were, like, all the pieces when they came together. I was just angry. It's like, what is happening? With Belle, and just, I just have a lot of feelings. Not even, at this point, it's not even about Rumpel anymore, because, like, at this point, he's, like, made it very clear that he is a terrible person, and I agree. And now I'm just more disappointed in, like, the way that they're handling Belle's character. It's just, yeah, so I have a lot of feelings about that. So, but overall, I mean, the backstory, I liked the backstory, like, it's done, that was cool to see a different take on it, I guess, and then, I guess, the little, those other little tidbits they threw in there with, like, Emma having bad dreams about her family and stuff, but, yeah, overall, I just, like, it just kind of made me, by the end, I was just kind of angry, because
yeah,
the ending with Belle, I was like, really? Like, is this really happening again? I just, oh, so irritated.
Yeah, I was, like, Rumpel's really just embracing the fact that he is just a horrible person. And he's like, well, I know she's going to love me anyway, so I'm just going to roll with it. And it's like, do you, though? Will she finally wisen up and, like, kick your ass to the curb? Like, what's happening with that?
It just makes me so angry because she already did. She literally, like, banished him from the town in season 4. And she was, like, gone. And she had, like, kind of moved on. And now it's just, like, backtracking a million miles. And it's so frustrating to me because it's, like, how? Like, how is this happening? Belle is supposed to be this, like, super independent, kind of, like, strong chick, and she's just, like, completely just being,
like, you
really
know it's bad when you're shipping Belle with Gaston. You know,
oh, yeah,
there's a problem there.
Oh,
I mean, I was, even after all of his things were revealed, I was like, still a better guy than Rumpel.
I mean, for real, at this point, it was like, okay, his like, lust for, like, hunting beasts, I'm like, that's, like, the least of anyone's worries. Obviously, if all things are considered, if it was, like, the Beauty and the Beast version of Gaston, he's kind of just, like, terrible. So I would, if it was up to that, between the two of them, I would have picked neither. But
yeah,
this version of Gaston, who is just kind of a little crate cuckoo when it comes to, like, hunting things, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten close, but compared to Rumpel, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Like an A+.
I mean, at this point, who isn't better than Rumpel?
That's
honestly
very true.
At this point, Hades might even be less of a, you know, bad guy, because at least he owns, like, sure, Rumpel owns up to it now, but after how long did it take him to finally stop, like, pretending that he's gonna be a good guy and just be the bad guy?
And he's still lying to Belle. Still lying to her. Like, she just found out now, after however many years it's been, that Rumpel killed Gaston. It's like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Seriously.
Really?
And the fact that,
and,
like, he didn't tell her that he was, like, the Dark One again, and she just had to find out, because I forget how she found out. That was in a different episode, but, you know, like, it just...
I think she just guessed. I think she realized
because
he has magic.
Because
he had magic.
He realized that he had taken everything back.
My favorite line from Belle in this episode, which was basically just described her entire character for every season ever, was, "I let my optimism cloud my judgment."
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, about time. You've had a little bit of self-revelation there, Belle. Because this seems to be your fatal flaw with anything ever.
That's the point. So I'm like, is it optimism or just stupidity?
Stupidity. Yeah.
Because really, like, okay, at first, when you fell for him originally, sure, that could be considered blind optimism. And you just were really hopeful that he was a better man. You know, you found out he had a son, so you felt for him. And whatever happened, it, like, sparked some kind of interest. Obviously, we only saw, like, one day out of, like, the months and months that they were together before they, like, got together. It's just like, but now, at this point, I just don't understand. It just makes me so frustrated to think that literally they went through all of the trouble to have her, like, grow a pair and, like, get rid of him, and now it's just, like, completely erased because she's just like, oh, I still love you and whatever, and I was just like, are you for real? Like, what?
But was she actually, see, I don't know if she actually meant it. Did she actually mean that she still loved him?
I don't,
because she only did that to get the dagger. Because when she did start doing that, I was like, oh my god, are you kidding me? And then she pulled the dagger, and I was like, okay, all right, I'll give you the
true. It could be that she was doing it as a way to get the dagger, and then once she had it, she was kind of like, okay, now
I got
what I
want. Because I will say, I will give her a little bit of credit. She has this one episode, she wasn't dealing with his crap. She's like, no, listen, it's going to go this way. We're not doing it your way. And then I was so mad when he was giving her crap about opening the locker. Like, oh, okay, you get to decide what's good and what's not, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're opening a locker. You're not killing anybody. And even she said that, and I was like, thank you. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And even his face is so smug, like, whenever he talks to her, like, I'm getting so angry because I just can't stand the way he treats her.
Yeah, it just kind of is upsetting to, like, when you contrast, like, this relationship with, like, any of the other relationships on the show, and you're kind of like,
yeah,
like, of all the great and, like, supportive and awesome, like, relationships there are, to have, like, this one that is, like, a fan favorite be so just, like, at this point has become so toxic and awful. It makes me sad, like, for the people that like them, and it makes me worried that there are going to be people out there that think that that is okay in a relationship.
Yeah.
It concerns me on a very strong level, because there are clearly so many other, like, examples of a really great, solid relationship. Granted, all of the relationships on the show have their ups and downs, but this one, it's just, like,
It's all down.
Great tip at this point. Like, there's no
skydiving.
Just
no parachute.
The ground. And it kind of concerns me in a way. I hope that we come out of this whole, like, underworld thing, because it seems like the one thing I did notice in this episode is that at this point, the underworld storyline has now shifted from, which they said would happen, obviously, the whole point of it, the reason they got down there was to rescue Hook, and now that he is, like, safe, and they, like, are just trying to find a way back, there has to be another conflict, and that conflict is Hades and his motives, and the fact that now Belle's down there, and she's pregnant, and Hades wants to time travel, and whatever else is going on.
I don't know what Hades wants anymore.
Like,
other
really
than his creepy,
like,
stalking of Zelina, I'm just like, why are you, what are you doing? Like, And now he wants Gaston and Rumple to fight after he wanted Rumple to go back up to the real world. I was like, well, what if Gaston wins? Like, what do you want? Do you not know? I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows what
he wants. I don't really know what's going on with that either. I feel like you said, it was a way to get Belle to do something, like, terrible, like, trick her into doing it, because he knew that she would interfere. So, therefore, that meant that she was going to go butterheaded somehow, and it was just a lucky coincidence that she happens to, like, you know, stand in the way.
I'm so tired of them killing, like, getting rid of these characters, like, in one episode. I'm like, can we keep them around just for maybe two? Just a little longer? Because I really liked Gaston. I also would like to point out the fact that they reshot the flashback scenes of Gaston, so it was the same actor, because I was like, wait a second.
Did they really?
Yes.
The previously on Once Upon a Time thing? Uh-huh. I didn't even... I didn't notice that, because
I was like, I was like, oh no. I'm like, I know this was a different actor. I know it. I'm like, I know for a fact this is not the same actor. So I went back and I looked again at the show, and I was like, okay, I'm right.
That's so funny. In my head, because that's why I was like, when the episode started, I was like, okay, he doesn't look all that different. I was like, maybe they just found a guy who was like really looks like him. But if they
they reshot him. Because if you see the scenes where he's in, they're by himself. He's not, like, next to anybody or, you know what I mean?
A shot of him at the door or, you know, that's so funny. I mean, good for them for covering their tracks, but, it's just this I just don't even have words for this episode because it's just, what did any of this achieve? I feel like that's how a lot of these episodes have left me feeling. Like, we get zero steps closer to figuring things out, and then weird things happen. Maybe it's just the last, like, two episodes have been, like, there's been, like, zero progression in anything. Other than the fact that it's like, okay, so we found out Zelina and Hades had, like, a past, and that kind of puts something into perspective, like, okay, maybe,
I really did love Gaston, and I realized where I knew him from, because at first I was like, is it just because he kind of reminds me of James Lafferty, and that's why I think I know him from somewhere, but no, he was on True Blood for quite a few episodes. Do you not know who he was?
No.
He was the Luke, Jason's friend and like the anti-vampire church group thing.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure that.
I was like, do know you from something.
Making connections. But this whole thing, at this point, I'm just very confused. These last, like, three episodes kind of, maybe not three, like, more like two, just this one and last week have kind of just left me feeling.
And I feel like next week is going to be the same thing. Like, I'm not even excited about having Ruby back right now, because I know it's going to be, like, one episode arc, and then we're never going to see her again. And I don't know why she's even in the underworld. Like, stop putting people in the underworld. Like, I know you want to include characters, but stop it. Please don't do that. Because you're just making it worse. How are all these characters going to get out?
Yeah, at this point, it's kind of like, okay. It's them being down there is just, like, has presented this kind of convenient location where they can kind of just, like, drag whoever they want back into it. But, this whole, like, Ruby thing, I guess it hopefully will then explain how Zelina even got back to Storybrooke in the first place. I assume she had to have, like, somehow at the end of the next episode, she's going to come out having the, like, you know, the silver slippers or whatever, because there's, like, no other way that there would be a portal that she could take to, you know, Storybrooke. So...
yeah,
I feel like that's going to happen. It's going to be like she defeats
Dorothy and puts her under this spell or whatever and takes the slippers, and that's how she's going to, like, get back to Storybrooke or whatever. But
I don't get why Red came through a cyclone either. And how did she have her cloak if she was a wolf? Just fell through with her? Like, I just... Come on, guys.
Come
You're just
on.
Killing me here.
I don't know.
With
maybe
the...
She, like, had it on, and when she fell through, she was... felt vulnerable, so she...
Carrying it around her mouth, I guess.
She just decided to wolf out, and then she just happened to be where it was in the forest when they found her. I don't know. Like, just a stretch, but...
Don't question it.
But yeah, just
don't question it. Just
this
there.
Whole episode made not a lot of sense.
And why is Emma having suddenly? Why is she suddenly psychic? Kinda like.
Yeah, like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like how?
No, they didn't explain that.
How
I don't know. The question just left me wanting more.
Like,
at this episode.
Yeah.
Left me wanting some more. I got more questions than I did answers.
Yeah, which I feel like we've been in this boat before, so like hopefully give it another like 2 episodes. I just want to feel like we determined the pattern of Once Upon a Time. They have like a it depends on what part of the season. Actually, no, it doesn't really matter what part of the season it is. The premiere is always kind of like. Solid, but not awesome, because it's like a setup. And then the next like 2 or 3 episodes are like a
are great,
like,
and then there's a lull,
it
and then
better.
It's the finale, and then you're like,
yeah. So we had episode 15, which we obviously know was the Jones Brothers. That was kind of like the peak of the crescendo, and then now it's been 2 more episodes, and it kind of has fallen down, and it's going to be, like, 1 more, like, meh episode, and then it's going to start building back up to, like, the big finale. So,
yeah. And I can't even get excited over Ruby, and you know how much I love Ruby, but I'm like...
Yeah, that was, like, the first thing I thought when I saw her. I was like, oh, gosh, Raven's going to be so excited, and then...
But I'm not!
Yeah.
Because why is she there, and how are they going to get her out? I swear to God, if they leave her there... We're going to have some problems. There will be riots. Okay? Just saying.
Yes.
No leaving anyone behind except Rumple. You can leave him.
Yes.
And
I
where's
be...
Pan? Where's Pan?
Can we have him back, like, right now?
Because he's like, oh, okay, I want... Like, he has plans, but... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where it's
so
going.
It just all feels like... It all just feels like a lot of unfinished business. Pun intended. Like,
yes. I don't think
like
I could have said it better myself.
I just feel like every week has been like a big old gaping hole at the end, and it's, I can't, they're like, to me in my head, I cannot like logic out like a way that this is going to get resolved. Like I just don't
me neither.
Understand where it's going. Nope. Like, there's, like, no...
And I feel like when we finally see where it's going, we're going to freak out and be like, oh, my God. But until then,
God.
I'm just like, ugh.
Because at least, okay, when they were, like, in Neverland, at least you kind of, like, knew where the path was. They're going to get somehow, like, you know, there were bumps along the way, but you kind of, like, knew the path. And, like, I mean, the Queens of Darkness, that was a little bit more vague. But just... You know, it's like there always was more of, like, a set kind of trajectory.
Yeah.
And this one, it's just, like, there is none. Because their whole, it was, like, such a spur of the moment. Like, we're just going to go. Emma's like, I'm going to go. And then they get down there, and she saves Hook, saves him, you know. And then now it's, like, now what? And all this other crap is getting thrown in the mix that nobody ever expected. So it's just like, what? I just don't understand. Like, my brain can't function not knowing, like, any semblance of where this is going.
That pretty much sums it up, I think. This episode is just, like I don't even want to, like, theorize, because I don't even know. I don't know. I'm giving up, Emily. I'm tapping out. I'm tapping out on my theorizing.
Throwing
in a towel. All right. I think that's a good note to end it on there. Is there anything else you wanted to cover before we wrap it up?
No. I think we pretty much covered it. Other than the fact that Hook was, you know, of course, an amazing supportive boyfriend, unlike certain, like, individual.
Rumble, Stiltskin, looking at you. Looking at you, sir.
Looking at you.
All right. Be sure to check out our website for more recaps and news and interviews and all that good stuff at thevro.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at the VRO. We're on Instagram and Tumblr at Variety Radio Online. And you can also find us over on Audioboom. We will be back next week to talk about the Ruby, Lon, and Dorothy episode, which I'm hoping will be a little bit more entertaining, but I'm also not getting my hopes up at the same time. So we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.